1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It was a chaotic scene today near the campus of CDC headquarters in Atlanta. WSB radio reporter Jonathan O'Brien says a DeKalb County police officer has been shot and killed, as has the gunman.
Officials say the officer was confronting the gunman when he was shot. He was then rushed to nearby Emory University Hospital, where he died. DeKalb County CEO Lorraine Cochran Johnson calls it a traumatic loss.
My heart goes out to the family as well as the DeKalb County family. And to our frontline responders, to our officers, who in this case simply answered the call.
The officer leaves behind a pregnant wife and two children. The GBI is leading the investigation into the shooting. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Officials have now identified the officer as 33-year-old David Rose. The manhunt for the man police say shot and killed a bartender and three customers in a bar next to his house in western Montana is over.
We got our man.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen announcing searchers flushed 45-year-old Michael Brown out of hiding in the northwestern Montana hills a few miles from Anaconda, where police say he shot and killed four people in a bar a week ago. Knudsen said it took a major effort.
Over 39 local, county, state, federal teams. Well over 250 law enforcement personnel.
Governor Greg Gianforte praised their work tracking down Brown, described as armed and dangerous.
Placing their lives on the line to bring peace of mind back to this community.
Charges have not yet been announced. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
The White House says President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will meet in Alaska next Friday. What will come of it? Here's CBS's Margaret Brennan.
My sources are indicating that President Trump really wants a deal at all costs, but he doesn't have one, so he wants to have this summit with Putin instead and hold off on further pressure. The meeting itself may be the message for Trump, while evading sanctions is the motivation for Putin.
In comments to reporters at the White House, Trump suggested that any agreement would likely involve, quote, some swapping of territories. Republicans in the Texas House of Representatives failed for the third time this week to advance their controversial redistricting plan aimed at securing more seats in the U.S. House. Democrats have fled the state in protest, and now the battle for control of Congress has spilled into other states, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
When Texas announced that they were going to try to redraw five districts, California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, said, okay, California, we're going to try to do the same thing to try to offset what is going on in Texas. And Governor Greg Abbott said if the Democrats are gone longer, it could be six or seven or eight seats. We'll have to see.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers host the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Mets tonight at American Family Field. Last night, the crew held on to win 3-2 thanks to an incredible throw from Blake Perkins in center field to catcher William Contreras to throw out the tying run. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Two outs in the ninth, and McNeil into center field, a base hit. Perkins throw to the plate. Throws a 97-mile-an-hour fastball to home plate to end the game.
The Brewers' Blake Perkins, after producing the final out.
Yeah, I was fired up, man. I mean, an exciting game, super competitive. Obviously, we have some history with these guys, and it feels incredible.
NFL, Packers host the Jets tonight in preseason football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds, warm and muggy tonight with showers and storms possible late and lows in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy for the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms, staying humid with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. It's 74 right now.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome creator of the show Instability, Fallon Buchholz, and Wisconsin-based comedian Trevor Kumpner joins me in the studio. Can't wait to light up a Monday.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba here at Shawnee, Wisconsin, on location, along with Mr. Parker Olson at the Old World Headquarters, our producer and engineer back in Madison, Wisconsin. It is a TGIF afternoon. It is Friday, August 8th. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Now 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along here to round out the week in great fashion. The voice, trying to get back into voice, as they say. Parker Olson in for Zommers on a Friday, who is off on a couple of well-earned days of rest. Parker, cannot appreciate and thank you enough for filling in today and on Monday as well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here. I like doing this show. It's a lot of fun here.
Well, you're too kind. You're too kind. Now Parker, of course, gets up in the early, early morning hours when it's still dark outside because he is the producer engineer for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. So have you taken my question, Parker, is have you had a rest? Have you had a respite between shows?
I took about 15 minutes for lunch.
Parker, you got to take care of yourself, buddy.
Kreitlow is having, we got Labor Day coming up, so we got to get a show ready for that because we're not going to be live. Sorry to pull back the curtain here, folks.
Right, we're not
going to be live. We're going to do a like best of. So I'm getting ready for that. And the Friday before that, he's going down to like Dallas or something to see his daughters. So got to do two best of shows. So jumping the gun and getting going on those.
As our neighbor back in Richland Center, Avis Hillesheim, was fond of saying, you know what? Pat's just working you like an old dog.
That he is, and the dog is tired.
Dog tired in the dog days of August. The voices were inside. Of course, my voice haven't been outside for a couple of shows this week. It's the smoke, Parker. It's the Wild West and Canadian smoke. But have no fear, I got a little Wonder State coffee in one mug here. And in this beautiful mug here from our friends over at WGBW in Green Bay, I have a little Reishi tea. So trying to keep the, along with some Gentle Breeze honey from South Central Wisconsin in Mount Horeb. How about that?
There you go. How about that? Is the honey really doing wonders for you?
It is. I'm not sure it's new, but it's the first time I've had this. It's like I don't know. It's like ginger and lemon and lemonade rosebud or something, all natural. I don't know. It's very drinkable.
Is it?
Well, I think the ginger helps along with the honey, most of all.
Okay.
But we'll try to push through. A great show, by the way, on tap here today. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, big, big sports weekend. Lots of people around the state of Wisconsin excited
for the Green Bay Packers. Their first preseason game gets underway at Lambeau Field, just down the road from where we are at tomorrow. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, is going to be here live, giving us the latest on Packers training camp. And as they get ready for that first preseason game tomorrow, you can hear that on many of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then also, I'm going to be talking some Brewers baseball. The Brew Crew back in action at AmFam Field in Milwaukee tonight, taking on the not-so-hot right now, as a matter of fact, New York Mets. The Mets coming into town, I think they've lost like 8 out of 9, so they're going to be hungry for it. And, of course, the Brewers try to keep their win streak alive. Still the best team in baseball and lead, I believe, the Cubs by at least, well, 2.5-3 games right now in the National League Central Division. So I'll talk about that. And the Wisconsin Badger football team having training camp down at my old alma mater, UW Platteville, Parker's arch nemesis, because he's a Whitewater grad boy. Even if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, he's even got the purple and white on. Look at that. He has the Warhawk logo. Oh, I should have worn my
orange. This wasn't planned, I promise.
I'm not so sure. But no. Whitewater's a fine school. So the Badgers down at Ralph E. Davis Stadium at UW Platteville for their training camp. And so Mike will be talking about that. And we might even talk a little pancakes, pocket pancakes.
Ooh.
With Mike Clemens. Yes, coming up a little bit later this hour as well. Then in hour two, what's worse for you today, stomach aches or headaches? How about that? And Peter Rapine will be here to close out the show at 3:30, managing editor of E-Bombs World with news of the weird, the wild, and the wacky real headlines from real people. The Week in Review with Peter Rapine coming up at hour two. And by the way, Parker, anything could happen on today's show. Are you a believer in astrology or astronomy? Do you read your horoscope ever?
Oh, boy. If you couldn't guess by that reaction, no.
No, not really. I wouldn't say I'm a believer in it, but I do find it fascinating, and I do think there's some things connected to it somehow. I don't read my horoscope every day, but like I'm a Libra.
There's certainly some entertainment value to it.
Yeah, but maybe one of the traits of Libra is that we try to look at things from both sides and that. So I have some of those Libra traits, I guess I would say. But if you're an astrologist type of person, get this. Number one, Jupiter and Venus are lining up. Number two, there's the Perseid meteor shower, Perseid meteor shower, which is spectacular. I've seen that before. And it's a full moon. All of that happening over the next 3 days. So,
look out. The werewolves are coming for you.
But have you ever noticed that, Parker? I'm not sure, like when you're on campus at Whitewater, I worked in retail for a long time, I have my own coffee shop. And whenever you're dealing with the public, maybe you're in a service center and people are calling you, or you're in retail, swear honest to goodness, hand to God, people get wacky and weird during you always say there's got to be a full moon coming up because, you know, this weird things happen with guests during full moons. Ever happened to you?
I don't think I have. I will tell you, there are some people that have a way of just being too on the nose. There was a buddy of mine and I were going up to Green Bay for a conference, and we were talking about somebody, and within about 5 seconds, they called.
Wow, really?
It was very
during a full moon?
I don't know. I wasn't. It was like 7 in the morning.
Let's
say
it was during a full moon. It makes the story better. Yes, yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact, it was during a full moon. So be careful out there. And it seems like people get, how shall I say this? It gets like the cicadas that were going at it up in La Crosse on Wednesday when we were there. People get cicada fever. We'll leave it at that during a full moon as well. They rub their legs together and chirping a lot during a full moon. All right, and don't forget, it's Friday. That means Free Ticket Friday after the break. Stay tuned here because shouldn't say break. Coming up, we're gonna give you the Free Ticket Friday word. Yes, we'll give you the this is why I got the Brewers jersey on today, among other reasons. But here's the deal: the Brewers are hot, and so we're gonna be giving you a word here soon. This is for a game for next Wednesday, August 13th against Pittsburgh. 1:10 in the afternoon. So you have to be able to go to that game next Wednesday at 1:10. They are not exchangeable for a different game. So we're going to give you that word here coming up in just a bit. And up for grabs from now until 4 o'clock, 4 premium club-level seats. They have beautiful, cushy seats. You have air-conditioned concourse behind you, your own set of restrooms for that area of the stadium, your own concession stands and gift shop for that area of the stadium. So it's very plush indeed. Free ticket Friday. Brewer tickets on the auction block. On the text to win block coming up here very, very shortly. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app right now for free on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C Media. It'll pop up and then you download that. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it right now because you cannot enter unless you have that Civic Media app and text in the word I will give you here very, very shortly. A couple of news headlines on the serious side for you on this Friday at 15 minutes past the hour right now. And this is disturbing to say the least, comes from CBS News. Brian Driscoll, who briefly served as acting director of the FBI in the early days of the second Trump administration, is being pushed out of the bureau, according to multiple sources telling CBS News and other outlets. Driscoll must vacate his current role at the bureau's Washington field office by close of business today, sources said. The same goes for Steve Jensen, assistant director in charge of the bureau's Washington field office. It was not immediately clear why Driscoll, Jensen, and Giardina are being terminated. At least one other FBI official has been ousted as well. The Justice Department declined to comment on the firings. The FBI Agents Association said in a statement that it was, quote, deeply concerned by reports that FBI special agents, case agents, and senior leaders alike are going to be summarily fired without due process for doing their jobs investigating potential federal crimes, unquote. The association also said that FBI agents who are subject to employment actions are entitled to a review process, which the Bureau's leaders have committed to abide by. The group said it's reviewing its legal options to defend its members. In an email to his team yesterday, Driscoll confirmed that his last day at the FBI would be today, and told his colleagues it was, quote, the honor of my life to serve alongside of you, unquote. And he said he was not given a reason for his termination. Driscoll wrote, quote, I understand that you may have a lot of questions regarding why, for which I currently have no answers. No cause has been articulated at this time, unquote. Driscoll, get this, was awarded the FBI Medal of Valor and the FBI Shield of Bravery, was thrust into the limelight this year when he was briefly named to head the nation's largest federal law enforcement agency. He served for a month in a position while Kash Patel's nomination to serve as director was under Senate consideration. During his brief tenure as acting director, Driscoll recorded a speech lauding the FBI's agents for their work combating drug trafficking and violent crime. But stepping away from the story now by CBS, in other reporting, this thing has been unfolding over the last less than 24 hours. It appears that Driscoll was either directly or tangentially involved in investigating many of the people around the January 6th insurrection. And this appears to be yet another purging by Trump and the Trump White House of anyone associated in any way whatsoever with upholding the law and going after January 6th insurrectionists. Remember the bipartisan January 6th Congressional Commission, which had Liz Cheney, amongst others, Adam Kinzinger, another Republican on that bipartisan commission, found beyond a shadow of a doubt, with evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt, that in fact Donald J. Trump helped the insurrection, instigated it, and that people carried it out in his name. And the FBI tracked down several of these people. They went to a court of law. They were judged by a jury of their peers. Many of them found guilty, sentenced by judges. And Donald J. Trump gave them blanket pardons, even though they were found to have committed crimes against the United States insurrection amongst them. And now today, the Trump administration and Donald J. Trump continue the purge of anybody in the FBI who dare uphold the law. Come on back. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin. Another FBI story and your chance to win 4 Brewers tickets. Do not go anywhere. We'll give you the word next, live from Shawnee on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, live on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. It is 22 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock here. Some breaking news. Well done, Parker Olson, filling in for Zombers today on the board. Sad news, but a full life lived. Jim Lovell, the astronaut who commanded the famous Apollo 13 mission, has died. NASA announced just moments ago he was 97 years old, being reported now by CBS News. Apollo 13, a 1970 flight to the moon, became known as a successful failure after the spacecraft experienced an oxygen tank explosion thousands of miles from Earth, but managed to safely return home. Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy said in a statement that Lovell died yesterday in Lake Forest, Illinois. Duffy praised Lovell's life and work, saying he inspired millions of people. Quote, Jim's character and steadfast courage helped our nation reach the moon and turned a potential tragedy into a success from which we learned an enormous amount, according to Secretary or Acting NASA Administrator and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. And as a matter of fact, with this breaking news, Parker, I believe just got a word from our own Mike Clemens. If you have Mike's number, Parker, give him a call right now because I think you may have some information on us on Jim Lovell. So why don't we try to dial him up right now if possible. So Parker's going to work on that. Again, Jim Lovell passing away, according to NASA, yesterday at the age of 97. Apollo 13 was made into a movie, of course, starring Tom Hanks, amongst others. Hugely successful movie, in my opinion, a really good movie. Perhaps our own Pete Schwabba will be talking about a little bit about Apollo 13, the movie, based on, obviously, real-life events a little bit later on. You could catch Pete Schwabba live just down the street. Well, maybe more than down the street, a few miles away at our studios at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Nightlight every every evening from 6 until 8. Again, according to CBS and other breaking news sources, Jim Lovell, the astronaut who commanded the famous Apollo 13 mission, has died. NASA announced just moments ago, and he was 97 years old. Lots to remember about Jim Lovell and that crew. I was barely born, so I don't remember it at the time. But it's really a fascinating legacy. Of course, now all kinds of new talk about, the Trump administration saying they want to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. But you know, at the time in the late 60s, it was New Hope. John F. Kennedy himself, of course, former President Kennedy, put that edict out there. There was a challenge to American engineering and American space exploration on that as well. So Jim Lovell today, dead at the age of 97. Parker, do we have Mr. Clemens on the phone by chance?
Yes, we do.
All right. Mike Clemens joining us from the road. Normally talking sports. That's what we're going to talk about with Mike in just a few minutes.
Yes,
here.
We do.
But Mike on the phone. Mike, thanks for joining us a little early here. Sad news about Mike Lovell, or Jim Lovell, pardon me, passing away at 97, but certainly a life well lived. And do we have Mike there?
Ooh, I thought. Give me a second.
All right, we're working on a little speaking of technical difficulties, just like Apollo 13, sometimes these things happen on the board. So, Parker,
Madison,
you continue.
We have a problem.
There you go. As my former boss used to say, Rangoon, this is Bombay. Come in. Mike, I think we got you now. Jim Lovell passing away at age 97, a life well lived.
I had a chance to interview Jim a couple of times because he's Milwaukee. He's born in Milwaukee and becomes a pilot. He was in the second wave of astronauts in the 60s, not the original seven. He's with Gemini. He hooks up for Frank Borman, outstanding pilot. And when, they did the Mercury solo astronaut program, Gemini, two guys in a little capsule. And as they were doing things like spacewalks and long orbits, the next step then was docking, because you're going to have to dock with a command module and Lunar module if you're going to land on the moon. So Gemini 6 and Gemini 7 went a couple of days apart, and they went nose to nose. And Jim and Frank Borman, though, they stayed up there for almost 2 weeks in a two-man capsule. They came up pretty ripe, with beards and everything, but they earned so much respect. And then he did another mission with Gemini, and then his ride to the moon, as we all know, is Apollo 13 and, the Tom Hanks and Ron Howard movie depicts that so clearly. Well, anyway, he went on to be such an advocate for the manned space program, for other kinds of science things. And in about 1998-99, our colleague Jane Madden, Aaron and I were invited downtown to the Discovery World Museum in downtown Milwaukee, and they renamed it the Jim Lovell Discovery Area, and they changed 7th Street to Jim Lovell Lane. And so that's how much he means to this area.
That's incredible, Mike, and I cannot thank you for adding that. I did not know that he was a Milwaukee native, but just yet another thing, right, for us to be proud of as Wisconsinites. And like I say, I was barely born during that time, but I think all politics aside, that space program really invigorated the American spirit, did it not?
Well, listen, the JFK assassination, the Vietnam War, the Tet Offensive, MLK, RFK, race riots, the Democratic Convention in 68, there was two positive things that came out of that decade. The Packers dynasty, that they did it the right way in the football field, and the manned space program, landing a man on the moon before the decade was out.
Yeah. Well said, Mike. Let me stay with this. Again, breaking news, Jim Lovell, astronaut, Milwaukee native. Dead at the age of 97. We're going to come back and talk with one of our favorite people more, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, and give you that Brewers word to win four tickets to the Red Hot Brewers. We'll discuss that and the Packers after this. We're live on location at Shawnee on the Civic Media Ready Network.
In fact, it's cold as hell.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News special report, a gunman who shot at four CDC buildings in Atlanta is dead, but so is a police officer who responded to the shooting, DeKalb County Interim Police Chief Gregory Patrick.
At this time, we're asking for the community's prayers for his family, his friends, his loved ones, and the entire DeKalb County Police Department.
The officer, David Rose, was 33, married with two children and another on the way. It was a chaotic scene, says WANF-TV reporter Nyamoni Watson.
When officers were at the scene, they also heard gunshots inside of the CVS. They went inside that CVS and they found the suspected shooter on the second floor. We don't know if the suspected shooter died by a self-inflicted gunshot wound or in exchange with another officer.
The shooter was armed with a long gun, and three other firearms were found at the scene. Police haven't identified the gunman and haven't discussed a possible motive. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Brewers host the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Mets tonight at American Family Field. Last night, the crew held on to win 3-2 thanks to an incredible throw from Blake Perkins in center field to catcher William Contreras to throw out the tying run. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Two outs in the ninth, and McNeil into center field, a base hit. Perkins throw to the plate. Throws a 97-mile-an-hour fastball to home plate to end the game.
The Brewers' Blake Perkins, after producing the final out.
Yeah, I was fired up, man. I mean, an exciting game, super competitive. Obviously, we have some history with these guys, and it feels incredible.
NFL, Packers host the Jets tonight in preseason football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds, warm and muggy tonight with showers and storms possible late and lows in the low 70s. Mostly cloudy for the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms, staying humid with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Currently at 77.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
all of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the big sports events. The Packers kick off the preseason, and the Brewers try to continue the winning streak, and a little news as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show, live on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Let her play, Parker. I love this song. I always think of the Brewers when I hear about this. It's 2:35 on a Friday, TGIF. That music on this show means only one thing. It's time for Free Ticket Friday. That's right, folks. Your chance to win four club-level seats at AmFam Field to watch the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. This is the only caveat. You may not exchange this winning ticket for another game. So you have to be able to go this coming Wednesday, August 13th, versus Pittsburgh at 1:10 in the afternoon. So if you're available next Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon to watch the Brewers take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, get your texting fingers ready. You must enter through the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Click on one of those. Then lower right-hand corner, little icon says text. Click on that. Now get your hot little fingers ready and text the word BREW, B-R-E-W. The word is BREW, B-R-E-W. Text it right now on the Civic Media app. You have until 4 o'clock. At the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly choose one entry that's spelled correctly. And if you are chosen, you will be on your way to AmFam Field this Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon. The Brewers taking on Pittsburgh. Again, text the word BREW, B-R-E-W. I'm not going to say the other words because I don't want to confuse people. Just make sure that you use BREW, nothing else. That's the word. So text it right now, BREW, on the Civic Media app to win those free tickets, four of them, in the club level seats. No better person to talk about the Brewers with, the Packers, the Badgers. This is one of my favorite times of year, one of my favorite people to talk sports with, our very own Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joining us on the road in between two hot cities right now, Wisconsin, Green Bay, and Milwaukee. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Well, you're one of my favorite people, too. And, Shawno, I got to tell you, one of the great guys that gave me a break in covering sports Wisconsin is Lee Remmel. Do you know that name? He was the longtime.
I did. I associated with communications, but I forgot exactly where, so fill people in.
If you were watching a Packers game and Pat Summerall and John Madden were doing the game, or Al Michaels, somewhere along the way they'd say, "Hey, we want to thank Lee Remmel, the director of public relations of the Packers. He helps us out so much because he, you know, would get them facts and prep things and set them up with interviews with Brett Favre and the like." Mm-hmm. So one time after several years, he's the guy that gets you your pass to get into the games, right? Gets your right. Your press credential. So we're out to dinner. And I said, "Well, tell me about your start." And he said, "Well, I grew up in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and high school, and started covering sports there for the local paper. And then they sent me down to Green Bay to cover some guy named Don Hutson." So I was like 18 or 19 on the sidelines watching Don Hutson play and Curly Lambeau. And, so he was our last connection to that beginning era of the team. And then, he finished and got his degree, became a writer for the Press Gazette, covered the team for 20 or 30 years. I said, "So what was Lombardi like?" He says, "I didn't like him, Mike. He was antsy and tense." And he said, "One time, it was about 65 or 66. They'd already run a couple of titles. We go out to Baltimore, and Johnny Unitas and the Colts just kind of kicked their butt. And you know, they look flat. The Packers look flat. So I wrote in the paper that the Packers, you know, fell asleep and they lost to the Colts, like 37-14 or something. Uh-huh. He said the next practice, we're standing there on the sidelines, and Lombardi takes a break and says to all his players, gentlemen, you see that man over there? He's the one that said you were asleep against the Colts. And he said, Mike, I was so angry. I mean, you don't do that. You just don't do that.
Right.
And I didn't talk to Vince for like 2 weeks. And he said, finally, he said, I wrote a feature on one of the other players one time. And he came up and said, hey, nice job on that feature. Which he found out that was Lombardi's way of saying, hey, I'm sorry, I stepped over the line.
Right. Old school, right? Absolutely old school. Yeah. But I didn't know, Mike. Once again, you're just a wealth of facts today. In the words of the late, great Johnny Carson and Chris Myers from Fox, I did not know that. I did not know that Lee Remmel was from Shaw. That's really cool.
Lee went from reporter to then longtime PR director of the team. Into his 70s. And Mark Murphy, in his wisdom, said, you know, we need to move on. This is getting to be a demanding job. But he made him the team historian. So he was there a few years past the 2010 Super Bowl team. And Lee passed a few years ago in his 90s as well. But what a treat it was to get to know him and hear those early days of the Packers stories.
Really, really cool. Talking with Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens on the road between Green Bay and Milwaukee. Other breaking news out of Green Bay, Mike, about an hour ago, former Packers All-Pro receiver Billy Houghton, who still holds the franchise records for most receiving yards in a single game and most receiving yards and TDs in a rookie season, died on Monday at his home state of Texas, according to the Houston Chronicle obituary. He was 95, the Packers posting that this afternoon. Just another loss to the Packers organization, but a huge influence in the franchise as well.
Right, you know, and the Packers does such a good they should do such a good job of remembering their alumni and honoring them in those chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to the current situation. Of course, big first preseason game of the year tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Can be heard on many of these Civic Media Packer affiliate networks across the state of Wisconsin against the JETS New York Jets. What do you think, Mike Clemens? Pretty healthy? What's it looking like?
Preseason, the big question is, are you going to play your veterans? And usually Matt LaFleur, a protege of Sean McVay, the Rams coach, you'll see 30 veterans on the sidelines. But yesterday, LaFleur might have been playing with us a little bit. He said there's a new report from the NFL that says if your veterans play and get some time in during the preseason, they're less likely to get injured in the month of September. So he might be considering that. We'll find out. I know that Aaron Glenn, the new head coach of the Jets, the defensive coordinator the last few years of the Lions, he's playing everybody. And when a reporter said, how come? He says, because I want to. I'm just telling you, everyone's going to play. If you can walk, you're playing.
Right. I think it's really interesting, Mike, looking at some of your reporting, other people. I mean, it's early. You don't have anybody knowing. You know, it's early. We can't get too excited, us as fans, too much. But, boy, when you look and see at Jordan Love, seemingly, according to, you know, things I've seen read, going into the season so far healthy, and then having this core of receivers, a guy like Matthew Golden, which seems to be a unique guy. Boy, are we right as fans, Mike Clemens, to be a little more excited here as we get into the season?
Yeah, you should be, because Matthew Golden wears number 22, the first-round pick, as we know, the first time the Packers have used a first-round pick in the draft on a wide receiver in 20 years. His progress chart is straight up, Todd. It's straight up. Mm-hmm. To the point where, you know, first he's catching slant passes and running past three guys. Then he's catching deep bombs 50 yards downfield, which Love has improved, I think, on the deep ball pass. But in the last couple of days, the trickier ones, like the mid-range receptions around 15 or 20 yards, or, you know, crossers over the middle, fade routes, he looks tremendous.
Yeah, he really does, and it's exciting just from, again, some of the video I've seen. Sorry, you're cutting out just for a second there, but it's for those watching the video, listening to your sports reporting here at Civic Media, it seems like it's setting up for, I don't want to jinx anything, but it could be, at least early in the season, it looks like it could be a really special year for the Pack.
Yeah, So, you know, we'll be looking for that. I'm going to be looking for who they have for, like, the number two, number three running backs behind Josh Jacobs. I think that that competition will be wide open tomorrow night because right now Emmanuel Wilson and then Marshawn Lloyd, who they drafted last year, they're still both injured. I don't think you're going to see any action tomorrow night. So be looking for some of the running backs they have lined up behind Jordan Love or Malik Willis, the number two quarterback, as the game goes on tomorrow night.
The preseason game gets underway at 7 p.m. And again, that can be heard on many of these Civic Media radio stations. Amongst them, WRCO, 100.9 FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, in the Southwest. And we'll have a full rundown of those at civicmedia.us here across the Civic Media radio network. Mike, any other Packer notes before we move on to the Brewers?
No, just I'm on my way now to the Brewers game. I'm in traffic for that. And you know what? I sent you that press release. I didn't actually get a chance to read it, but, you know, Pat Murphy, who
yes.
just continues to grow as the legendary character that he is, he's doing an interview on live TV with the, you know, Major League Baseball Network, and the reporter, she says to him, you know, what do you got there? And he pulls out of his pocket a pancake. Is it a pocket pancake?
I think we got the clip. We got the clip. Parker, here's Murph in Washington, D.C. on that road trip with the Nationals talking about his pocket pancake.
A lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on.
Pocket pancake.
They're wonderful. You want some?
I would love to. Thank you so much. Oh, those are delicious.
There it is, Mike Clemens. Murph, I mean, you've seen so many managers, so many coaches over your time on reporting in college and professional sports, Mike Clemens. Isn't it just key? Successful teams have a manager or a coach who knows what vibe needs to be in that locker room, and it seems like Murph has struck the perfect one.
Well, you know, it's like one minute he's yelling at you because he told you, you know, don't be swinging at the pitches on the outside and make them pitch to you and all that. And, you know, don't make mistakes. And the next minute, he's just goofing around. He's pulling pancakes out of his pocket. I can't believe she actually took a sample bite of that. So then you have the press release. Listen to what the team does like 48 hours later. Listen to this.
They're going to be selling them in AmFam Field. You can stop by and actually get a pancake.
I think this is crazy.
And I'm bitter, Mike, because I thought this would be a great bit for our show. We'll go down on State Street and we'll have a little griddle and we'll give away pocket pancakes. But somebody in the PR department at the Brewers has already beaten me to it. And now you can actually stop by when you go watch the Brewers at AmFam Field and buy yourself a pocket pancake. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, or was Murphy on the, I mean, you know, was this product placement the other night? You know, let's have the manager pull a pancake out of his pocket during a live network interview, and hey, then what a great idea. Yeah, we'll send pancakes to the fans. How about that?
I just thought it was great, but boy, it just, and I heard a cut, I think it was on one of your reports three days ago, whatever it was, and you were in the gaggle with Murph, and he was talking about how this group of guys, there are so many rookies, so many young guys, but they have a hunger. And if one guy gets taken off for somebody else after a couple of days, like, hey, I want back in. And it's that hunger that I think is helping feed this team and beating people with bigger, more expensive rosters in Major League Baseball.
Well, you know, I was there for that sweep of the Dodgers here in Milwaukee. And, you know, Mookie Betts is, I mean, he's probably more worried about the addition to his house, whereas Caleb Durbin is trying to hang on to the roster spot. He's
right.
Trying desperately not to get sent back to the Nationals. And Davey Roberts, you know, veteran manager, took them to the World Series last year and won. But I kind of overheard, they said, okay, are you going with the team now? Because they were going to San Francisco next to play the Giants. He goes, no. Actually,
yeah.
I've got a golf date set up tomorrow, and then I'm going to fly
Good for
back.
You.
So he's
Good for
taking
you.
A private jet. Because, you know, they're on another plane out there in L.A. right now. And meanwhile,
Mike travel
with these first-year guys and beating them.
Travel safe, my friend. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Brewers against the Mets tonight after 7 o'clock on many of these fine stations. Mike, thanks so much. Travel safely, my friend. Back after this on the Civic Media.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28.
Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather. Again, Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, we thank him for taking his time on the road today. He'll be in with another check of sports after the top of the hour. Brewers, Packers, and much more. And then hour number two, we'll have a What's Worse for You. Stomach ache or headache, and at the bottom of hour number two, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, in with a wild and wacky look at the week in review, actual stupid humans doing actual stupid things. Peter Rapine, always a great way to end our week when he joins us from EPOM's World. Parker Olson down in Madison, we are on location here live in Shawano. Parker, what about Mike Clemens? I mean, that's what you want when somebody comes on. He's a Renaissance man. You understand Mike Clemens? He can talk to you about Mike Lovell. He's a broadcaster's broadcaster, because just like Jane Mattner, he and Jane, you know, interviewed Mike Lovell, but he could also tell you, you know, everything you want to know about Brewers and Packers and Badgers and so much more. But it's one of those people I could just sit and listen to all day.
He's the Swiss Army knife of civic media.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. Indeed. We appreciate Mike taking time because, you know, he's driving between Green Bay and going down to Milwaukee tonight to cover the Brewers. Again, the Brewers play against the Mets tonight at AmFam Field just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on many of our stations, including WISS in Oshkosh, WBZH in Hayward, and WRCE in Richland Center. Speaking of the Brewers, how about, you know, it's great to listen to. Always appreciate that. Always entertaining. But what's better than being there? But you say, well, Todd, it's a little pricey sometimes. We get that. We have you covered. Here's your chance to win 4 free, F-R-E-E, gratis, cero, no cost to you, at least in terms of the tickets, 4 tickets to the club-level seats of AmFam Field for this coming Wednesday, August 13th, at 1:10 in the afternoon. You must be able to go to that game. You cannot exchange it for another ticket. The way to do it is download the Civic Media app, open it up. The first 10 stations, 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on one of those. Then you'll see a little icon that says text in the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. And then text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, BREW, right now on the Civic Media app. At the end of the 4 o'clock, or at 4 o'clock, I should say, the computer will randomly select one winner from the correctly entered words on the text app, and you'll be on your way to Milwaukee next Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Enter right now by going to the Civic Media app and texting the word BREW, B-R-E-W, right now on your Civic Media app. I mean, they are absolutely red hot right now, Milwaukee Brewers are. Breaking news. Go ahead, Parker. What?
They are. And just wanted to say real quick, Aaron Zomers on the text line.
Really?
Guess what he has to say.
What does Zomers have to say? Give it to us.
Is this a statewide contest?
Oh, yeah. See, even on his vacation day, he's listening in and saving my skin because, yes, the attorneys want me to say it is a statewide contest. Thank you, Zomers. Thank you, Parker. We appreciate that. Other breaking news story in the last hour or so here. Jim Lovell, the great astronaut from NASA, with the Apollo 13 mission and other space flights, has passed away, according to his family and NASA. He was 97 years old. And Mike Clemens reminding us that Jim Lovell was a native of Milwaukee. And that's really great information. PJ, watching on our YouTube channel, says, according to Wikipedia, James Arthur Lovell Jr., was, I guess, born in Ohio, but must have been moved to Milwaukee. Lovell and his mother lived with a relative in Terre Haute, Indiana. They then relocated to Milwaukee, where he went to Juno High School. So if you're in Milwaukee and you're an alum of Juno High School, you're a fellow alum of Jim Lovell. How about that? He also played, Jim Lovell did, football and pledged to the Alpha Pi Omega fraternity at UW-Madison. Wow. More tidbits on the great and now late Jim Lovell. Jim Lovell, again, dead at the age of 97, and remembering him, who had a huge influence on the state, Milwaukee, UW-Madison, and, of course, on the NASA space program as well. Have you ever seen that movie, Parker, Apollo 13?
Not since I was a kid, which kind of sucks because I remember it to be a good movie. I should watch it again.
Yeah, as Clemens said, it starred Tom Hanks. It was directed by the great Ron Howard and other great actors in that movie as well. But it really captured that human anxiety and that moment where you didn't know whether those folks were going to make it back to Earth alive or not. And it was really just human ingenuity on the part of the astronauts in space and also the people on the ground at Houston who guided them through that. But it was an event that was made for a movie, and by golly, they made it into one. So anyway, it's just, I think, good to pause, reflect in times like these. So Jim Lovell dead at the age of 97. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of tributes tonight on the different newscasts across the networks and across cable as well. Other headlines we are going to get into a little bit here in hour number 2. Going to follow that up with a little bit more FBI news. We talked a little bit earlier about former acting FBI director Brian Driscoll and other officials pushed out. Well, now the FBI wants to help track down Democrats who left the Senate or left the state of Texas, according to Senator John Cornyn. I mean, like, these guys don't have anything better to do down there in Texas. Also, in hour number two, from the Los Angeles Times, Donald Trump was trying to find a chairman of the LA Olympic task force, and he looked around and he said, "How about me?" Yes, Trump has put himself in charge of the Olympics in the United States. What could possibly go wrong? Stay tuned. More Brewers tickets to give away. What's worse? And Peter Rapine, news of the wild and wacky coming up in hour two. Don't go anywhere. Lots straight ahead across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. DeKalb County, Georgia police have identified the officer who was shot and killed in a confrontation near CDC headquarters in Atlanta. He was 33-year-old David Rose, a married father of two whose wife is pregnant. Here's CBS's Dave Malkoff.
Officers responding to the incident heard gunshots at a nearby drugstore.
We later found the shooter on the second floor of the CVS. He had been struck by gunfire. We do not know at this time whether that was from officers or if it was self-inflicted.
More than 90 children who are at a CDC daycare are all safe.
President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet Friday in Alaska to talk about ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine. From the White House, CBS's Nancy Cordes on Putin's motivation to meet.
Putin has been pushing to keep all the Ukrainian territory he gained from his 3.5-year invasion and then...